Today is a WREL weather alert day. We'll begin to see rain developing this afternoon, but it becomes heavy with windy conditions overnight tonight into tomorrow. I'll show you specifically what you'll see where you are.
And the state budget finally moves forward with a final vote happening later this morning. Just ahead, I'll explain the details of what happened just before or after midnight that will affect many North Carolinians.
More of the nation's auto workers may join the picket line in just a few hours. The ripple effect the week-long walkout is having on other industries and non-union workers. It is 6 o'clock as we get you started on this WRL weather alert day. Not just ripple effects, but big impacts for our weekend. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan. So important for you to stay with us here on WRL as we get you prepared for what's happening. Let's get back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a timeline of how this all will happen.
So the rain's likely to start in our eastern counties around noon and around the triangle, around the middle of the afternoon. But the WRL Weather Alert Day kicks in at 7 because that's when the rain's likely to be heaviest and the winds will get stronger. Total 1 to 3 inches of rainfall for us with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. We'll talk about the coast impacts just in just a second. The storm sitting 325 miles south of Cape Hatteras, moving north at 14. That's a lot faster. Our new advisory that came in at 5 o'clock showing this forward motion faster. And of course, the wind speed as well, now up to 50 miles per hour. It is not a tropical storm yet because it doesn't have the closed circulation, but it's still going to carry with it tropical storm force winds as it makes landfall early tomorrow morning, most likely near Cape Lookout, continuing to move pretty fast to the north, but it will have some impact here tonight and through much of the day Saturday. Sunday, once this moves out, looks pretty good for us. Here's a look at the current situation. We do have some rain along the Outer Banks right now as that low continues to push northward. There's a tropical storm warning along the coast and really all the way up to our viewing area. They could see up to 70 mile per hour winds, up to 6 inches of rain, and up to 5 feet of storm surge there along the coast. For us, it's going to be a rain and wind event. We'll see the rain starting to push into our eastern counties around noon, around the triangle around 3 to 4 o'clock, and then it continues to push westward. We'll see waves of heavy rain all night and into the day tomorrow. There's Saturday at noon. After noon, it begins to taper off a bit, but continues to be patchy, scattered light rain through the afternoon and evening. The winds will be gusting up to 40 miles per hour. We do have a level one risk for severe storms, especially for our eastern counties, for a bit of wind damage. Right now, temperatures are in the mid-60s. We're looking at winds out of the northeast at 7, so the winds are not too strong at the moment. We do have cloudy skies in downtown Raleigh. It will be a cooler day today with the rain developing in the afternoon. Highs only in the mid-70s. Anthony?
Elizabeth, as we head out to the roads this morning, looking pretty good here as we speak. No crashes to report, and you can, of course, see all the cars moving along. Notice the trees, the branches there kind of blowing around. We're starting to see that breezy kind of forecast work its way in for us this morning. That's a look at I-440 at New Bern Avenue. Otherwise, here we're talking about across all of the city of Durham, looking pretty good. No major backups at this point. We'll keep an eye on it, though, for you, and I have another update in about 10 minutes.
Anthony, thanks. The state's $30 billion budget bill is close to a done deal. New this morning, it cleared the state house after midnight, and it now awaits final approval by the state Senate. After months of negotiations, it could be on the governor's desk within hours. WRL's Laura Levine live this morning at the legislative building. And Laura, lawmakers will be at it early this morning after a late night.
Yeah, Ken, good morning. The House's approval resulted to a 70-40 vote at exactly 12:29 this morning. So just before 12:30, it came after some very intense debate between lawmakers on both sides of the aisle going back and forth over this $30 million spending plan. In initial votes yesterday, every Democrat in the state Senate voted against the budget, as well as all but a small handful of Democrats in the House, despite the budget containing Medicaid expansion, a key priority of Democrats for years. They said the budget contained too many other objectionable features, such as further tax cuts, too low raises for state workers, and hundreds of millions in additional funding for private schools in the form of tuition vouchers. This morning, five Democrats voted with Republicans to move the budget forward. Governor Roy Cooper said he wasn't sure yet if he would sign or veto the budget after it passes the legislature, and here's why.
Grossly underfunds public education. It provides tax cuts for the very wealthiest among us. It provides private school vouchers, which will end up hurting public education.
All right, so now it heads to the Senate for that final vote happening at 9:30 this morning. Of course, we'll bring you all of the latest updates from there. It will go to the governor's desk where he can either sign or veto or not take in any action, but he has at least 10 days to take action before it automatically becomes law. Laura Levine, WREO News. We're live in Raleigh.
People on the coast are preparing for the impact of the storm developing offshore. This is a live look at Carolina Beach right now. If you are headed to our coast for the weekend, you need to be prepared as well. WREO's Shelley Jackson is joining us live this morning. Shelley, what do families need to know if they still want to get this trip in?
Well, there's just a lot of things to watch out for, like grip currents if you're heading along the stretch of I-40 later this morning. There's a lot of things that you can take with you, like an emergency kit that includes a flashlight, extra batteries, food, water, and, of course, a phone charger. Governor Cooper and state emergency management officials are urging you to be prepared, so pack that emergency kit. They say they are ready to respond to any issues. Now, businesses at the coast are used to these conditions, and we spoke to the owner of Sweet and Savory Cafe. It's near Wrightsville Beach, and they say they are just keeping an eye on the storm right now.
You sort of hang on doing things normally as you can until you have as much information as you can, and then you make the best call you can. And sometimes you guess right, you know, sometimes you guess wrong. You don't ever want to put staff in danger.
And so one way to be prepared is just keep your eye on the local forecast. You can sign up for weather alerts at WRAL.com. Shelley Jackson, WRAL News, live near Benson.
Well, people in Northampton County are being asked to lock their doors and be on the lookout after a man escaped custody following an arrest. The sheriff's office says 32-year-old Dwayne Boone of Pendleton escaped yesterday after being arrested at his home on numerous outstanding warrants. Deputies are searching for him around the town of Jackson. If you have any information, call 911.
Two people in Goldsboro are facing gun charges after police say a 6-year-old girl accidentally shot herself in the hand. 22-year-old Eliana Parker and 27-year-old Terrell Bedell are both charged with failure to secure firearms. They were held on a $5,000 bond. The 6-year-old was taken to UNC Medical Center in Chapel Hill and is expected to be okay.
More of the nation's auto workers could walk off the job in a matter of hours. The United Auto Workers Union says workers at more auto plants will join the picket line at noon unless there's significant progress made in the negotiations with the big three automakers. The strike started about a week ago with 13,000 workers working off the job on three key plants. The union's demands include 40% higher wages over the next 4 years. As the strike continues, Stellantis, GM, and Ford are laying off hundreds of non-union workers. One worker who was laid off from a plant in Ohio says she is frustrated. She wished to remain anonymous in her interview.
They're going to do what makes them happy and what they feel would benefit all of them, but it doesn't trickle down to us smaller companies that provide them what they need. All they're doing is they're making it harder for all the smaller companies.
And as that person alluded to, the fallout is also hitting other industries as well. U.S. Steel laid off hundreds of workers in Illinois this week.
The Writers Guild of America also remains on strike this morning. The next steps after long negotiations don't end with a deal.
And lawmakers in Raleigh are hammering out more than the budget, a bill that would bring big changes to the election process, also up for vote today.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL Weather Alert Day info. Get up-to-the-minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
At 6:10, let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen at the coast with our tropical system moving onshore. Likely to be as much as 70 mile per hour gusts, especially along the Outer Banks, as much as 6 inches of rain and storm surge, especially up around the Sounds and the Outer Banks, as much as 3 to 5 feet. Of course, rain, wind, temperatures in the 70s for tomorrow. But I wanted to point out that Sunday is going to look okay. You'll still have high rip current danger, but we'll see partly cloudy skies along the coast. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s to low 80s. That rip current danger today is high. It will stay high with a rough surf all through the weekend. Mountain forecast for tomorrow, just a small chance for showers and thunderstorms. And Sunday is looking good there, too, with partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the 60s and 70s. We'll talk more about local impacts this weekend coming up.
And Elizabeth, we head out to the roads this morning. Thankfully, everything's still looking good to go. We're not seeing any crashes on the map, but I want to take you out live right now. This is I-85. You can see those cars moving along smoothly. The morning commute is going to be good, but as Elizabeth was saying, too, we have that rain on the way for the evening commute. I think it's going to be a good idea to have the umbrella. Otherwise, we take us here across the city of Raleigh and Durham at the major approaches into the city itself. Very minor delays, if any, showing up at this point, but we will continue to keep a very close eye on it here on this Friday morning.
Anthony, thanks. Crews in Fayetteville were able to quickly put out an early morning fire in the city. The fire started at a house on Amanda Circle just after 1 this morning. Fire officials say the home is vacant. The Stony Point Fire Department helped put out the fire.
Hollywood writers remain on strike this morning after a marathon negotiation session ended with a deal. The Writers Guild of America says talks with the heads of Hollywood studios will resume today. They were at the table for more than 10 hours yesterday, but couldn't come to terms. It was the second straight day of talks between the sides. Writers have been off the job for about 144 days, the second longest strike in the union's history.
The budget is not the only topic the legislature is tackling. The bill that would overhaul the state's election process also goes to vote this morning. Republican lawmakers finalized legislation Thursday that would overhaul the state board of elections, as well as all 100 county boards. It would strip the governor's ability to appoint the board members who vote on decisions. They include where to put early voting sites, whether to declare someone ineligible to run for office, and whether to start an investigation into allegations such as fraud.
Well, the fast start for Christian McCaffrey and the San Francisco 49ers isn't slowing down. They hosted the New York Giants last night. Now, on this run right here, McCaffrey went over 5,000 yards for his career. Late in the game, he got into the end zone for a touchdown. The 49ers are now 3-0 on the season, winning that game 30-12.
A lot happening this weekend, but because of Saturday's storm, you'll definitely want to check before you head out the door for those events.
Absolutely. Great advice. Still plenty to do. Here's some of WREL's out and about best picks. In Johnston County, Benson Mule Days continues through Sunday. The fun includes vendors, live music, and carnival rides. The mule events started yesterday and continues today, including mule races and a mule show. Right now, the parade is planned for 10 tomorrow morning. We'll have to see how the weather holds up for that. WREL is a proud community partner.
The Taste of Soul Food Truck Rodeo is coming back to Durham this weekend. It's planned for City Plaza from 3 to 5 tomorrow afternoon. It features a variety of food options, plus a bounce house, games, and a DJ. Admission is free.
Comedian Chris Tucker coming to Deepak for a performance Sunday night. It's part of his first major tour in more than 10 years. Some tickets are still available, starting at about $40. You can find out more about these events and others by going to WRL.com and searching Out and About. Lots going on this weekend.
Yeah, and the weather will be pretty nice for Sunday. It's Saturday that we have a lot of concerns about. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center to prepare us for the WRL Weather Alert Day.
So the Weather Alert Day kicks in at about 7 o'clock. We're going to see rain well ahead of that. We'll go over the timeline for you, but that's when the rain will likely be heaviest across the viewing area, and we'll start to see the winds gusting up to 30, 35, and then eventually 40 miles per hour overnight and through at least the first half of the day on Saturday. 1 to 3 inches of rain total in our viewing area, and then those gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Those will be our biggest impacts. We're starting to see some rain along the coast right now. Nothing yet in our viewing area. Our tropical system is sitting 325 miles south of Cape Hatteras, moving north at 14. And so it's really picked up some speed overnight. That's new this morning. And it's also picked up some intensity with 50 mile per hour winds. It's not technically a tropical storm with a name yet because it doesn't have a closed circulation. That's not going to affect the impacts that we'll see here. They'll be the same. It's likely to continue to strengthen before it makes landfall somewhere where along the coast of North Carolina, potentially near Cape Lookout, with winds at 60 miles per hour, moving onshore and then pulling out fairly quickly and moving away, leaving us with some decent weather on Sunday. But of course, it will be close enough to us, that center of circulation, to spread plenty of rain across our area and some windy conditions. Along the coast, winds could be gusting, especially along the Outer Banks, up to 70 miles per hour, up to 6 inches of rain, and up to 5 feet of storm surge. Of course, we do have have high rip current danger along the coast today, and that will continue all through the weekend. There's a heavy surf advisory as well. Lots of different advisories and warnings along the coast, of course, for tonight and tomorrow. Let's take a look at what we're seeing. We're going to see that rain starting to push into our eastern counties right around noon or so, and then into the central part of the viewing area around the Triangle mid-afternoon. Almost everybody is going to be seeing rain during the evening commute, so prepare for that. Sometimes it's hard to remember your umbrella in a rush if it's not raining already. But grab that umbrella and have it with you so you won't get wet as you leave work or even school this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, we're still looking at some heavy rain and windy conditions, but that begins to gradually ease up through the afternoon. By the time we get to 5 to 7, that rain starts to taper off and ends overnight. Totals in our viewing area from the Triangle area westward likely to be maybe an inch to an inch and a half, and along and east of I-95 likely to be 2 to 3 inches of rain. The closer you get to the coast, the heavier those totals will be. We do have a medium risk for flooding from the I-95 corridor northward, starting at around Smithfield or so, including Goldsboro, Tarboro, up around Roanoke Rapids. Power outage potential is mainly low, but there may be some pockets from, say, Wilson County northward, where we have more of a medium risk. We may see some gusts up to 45 miles per hour, but generally, we're going to see gusts up to around 40. It is going to be cool with this system. Today's high just 74, 67 on Saturday. So it's just going to be windy, rainy, chilly, fairly uncomfortable sort of a day for us. But then Sunday, hopefully we'll make up for it with partly cloudy skies and 80 and some nice quiet weather into early next week. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about details of coastal impacts in just a bit. Anthony?
I'm certainly looking forward to a better forecast there on Sunday. Let's head out to the roads this morning, where thankfully we are looking pretty calm. Cars are moving along smoothly there. This is our live look, I-440 at New Bern Avenue. No crashes to report here in this direction or really across our entire viewing area at this point. I-40 delays, none showing up there as well. And we head across the city, like I said, of Raleigh and Durham. Looking good to go. Everything in the green. So looking good this morning, but we'll keep you updated here and have another update in just a few minutes.
All right, Anthony, thanks. A possible government shutdown is looming just over a week away. What's at stake as Congress works to reach an agreement before that deadline?
And the five members of NSYNC sit down for their first group interview since getting back together. The hot topics they discussed over some hot wings in What's Trending.
And those wings are hot, let me tell you. Ooh. Heading to break, check out the North Carolina Education Lottery winning numbers.
What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Today in What's Trending, NSYNC still is not committing to a reunion tour.
Yeah, but they did have a lot of fun in their first official group interview since getting back together. They appeared on the newest episode of the YouTube series Hot Ones. The 24-minute video has them answering questions about their decades of stardom while eating a dozen hot wings each.
Yeah, it was fun to watch because toward the end, they could barely talk. But a fun fact from this interview, you know the song, It's Gonna Be Me.
Right.
Okay, so Justin Timberlake was saying when he first, you know, sang that as a demo, he sings, It's Gonna Be Me. But right. Then the producer was like, no, you got to say, It's Gonna Be May. You know, like the M-A-Y, you know how he kind of puts that emphasis on it? Yeah, he wanted it more oof. So that's what made it onto the album, It's Gonna Be May.
Yes, and we can just hope they'll be on stage one day soon with a reunion tour.
Oh, they had such a good banter. It was fun to watch them together.
Excellent.
YouTube is giving its content creators more AI tools to use. The platform unveiled new tools, included a dream screen that lets users artificially create any background they want. It also has new tools to help develop ideas for videos or add specific music.
Yeah, this is a situation where Congress is already talking about, well, how do we regulate this artificial intelligence? And creators are already creative in and of itself, and for them to get this added tool, who knows where they'll go from there.
Well, and the creators say the editing takes so much time that if they can have AI do it, they can save more time to be creative. But then who's really doing the work?
It's a balancing act.
Actress Sophie Turner is suing pop star Joe Jonas for the return of their two young children to England. Turner claims Jonas will not turn over the children's passports. The celebrity pair announced their split this month after 4 years of marriage. Coming up on Today, a breakdown of the legal complexities of international court disputes like this. Today airs at 7 on WREL.
Well, you can watch college football tomorrow night on WREL. It's a battle of top 10 teams as sixth-ranked Ohio State travels to South Bend to play ninth-ranked Notre Dame. Kickoff is at 7:30.
Fox has an NFL doubleheader on Sunday. The Saints and the Packers will play at 1. That's followed by the Cowboys against the Cardinals at 4. Then turn it over to WREL for Sunday Night Football. Football Night in America starts at 7, leading up to kickoff between the Pittsburgh Steelers and Las Vegas Raiders at 8:15.
The U.S. Army's Golden Knights parachute team will be in action tonight in Chatham County. The team will parachute onto the field before Seaforth High School's game against Chatham Central. It's part of the school's homecoming and military appreciation night. That game is set to get started at 7:30. And make sure to watch High School OT live tonight at 7. It's in the High School OT app or wherever you stream WREL. Then Chris Lee and the crew will have the most area highlights on Football Friday. That starts at 11:35 right here on WREL.
There's a chance you can make some money just by being a couch potato. Online ranking service OnlineCasinos.com is looking for someone to binge watch shows on Netflix. It's promising to pay $2,500 for the lazy gig. All you have to do is identify the most binge-worthy shows on the streaming platform. And if you love Stranger Things, Squid Game, and Wednesday, you're in luck. Those are the shows you'd most likely be watching or rewatching. Anyone over the age of 18 can apply. Applications are due on Monday.
The state's $30 million spending plan is now moving forward later this morning. Just ahead, I'll explain exactly what happened in the midnight hours last night that prompt a final vote today.
And today is a WREL Weather Alert Day. We have a flood watch in effect for some of our eastern counties where we could see up to 2 to 4 inches of rain, especially closer to the coast. I'll show you the timeline for when the rain arrives where you are and how much you could see.
Businesses along the coast are hoping for a big weekend, even with a storm in the forecast, as Elizabeth just mentioned. What you need to know if you have a beach trip planned as summer comes to an end.